Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I'm telling you what, that conversation was a doozy. I could not believe someone could be that tone deaf. Seriously. But let's learn from that silliness. Here are a couple of my favorite tactics to make sure the prospect, even if I don't work with them, leaves feeling that they've been heard and understood. First, I have an opening comment about intentions. I'll say something like, "My intent for this conversation is to learn more about blah, 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 explain how we might join forces, and answer any questions you may have. Check out the order here. They talk, then I talk, then they talk some more. This is how I know they get to say what they need to say. This also gives me the opportunity to adjust my comments to fit their situation." Second, I ask this question before I end the conversation. Is there any more questions I can answer so that you can make an informed decision one way or the other? This makes sure nothing lingers. I don't want anyone leaving with questions or leaving with anything less. When we build listening into the system, prospective clients feel heard and understood. And isn't that what needs to happen first before we explain our approach? I think so. And so will your buyers. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.